seeing a gathering of the angels.
Meanwhile, the ambulance rushed to St. Eunice's Clinic in Owerri. Neka and a friend of the family waited with bated breath as Dr. Jose Anebunwa examined the patient.
Where's Nega? Oh, I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do for you. I'm sorry. This is the death certificate. But give it to the mortician. He'll take care of you, okay? I'm sorry.
That place, the doctor came and they checked him. After checking him, he discovered that he's dead. That no respiratory organ, that everything is seized, that we should go away or we should deposit him in his own mortuary. Then to me, I disbelieved him. I said, no, that my husband is not dead. He cannot leave me and go like that.
This is not the gathering of the angels, Daniel. This is the gathering of the saints.
The differences between the saints and the angels were subtle. Their color is a pure, brilliant white from their hair down to their feet. But the difference is that the angels have wings while the saints do not. The saints were worshiping God. They worshiped God with one voice and raised their hands as they were singing. Daniel heard the sound of many instruments, and the sounds were like nothing he had encountered before. He longed to join these people and moved over towards them, but the angels stopped him.
Daniel. Don't go. I have a lot to show you. Take this file and record everything you see.
The multitude that Daniel saw were all looking at a bright light that shone like the sun. It was the source of all the light there.
A very thick, heavy light coming upon them there. Now, they were all looking at that light as if they are seeing something there. But to me, I cannot look at that light. I cannot look at that light because it's so dangerous to my eyes. So I tried to dodge to through. But they were looking through. But to me, I cannot look through.
Daniel's body was taken to the mortuary where Burlington Manu, the local mortician, arranged the burial.
So we'll start the embalming procedures. I will need 1,000 naira. Then you get me the gloves, his dresses, and you get the coffin ready. Then you give me 2 days interval before you come for the collection. Is that all right by you?
It was on the 30th of November, 2002. That was the day they brought one Reverend Daniel Eke. He died on accident case. That was the day. Brought by the father known as Mr. Lawrence Eke Ihuba. Then after the treatment, I gave some injections, some meals, about, this is 5 mil syringe. I gave about 6 syringe to the fingers and the toes to treat before the embalmment.
The 30th of November 2001 was a date forever etched on Nenka Ekechukwu's heart and mind. In fact, she remembers it well.
That very day, it was terrible and horrible, and I was sorrowing. Then the word of God appeared to me in Hebrew 11:35. Women receive their dead body back to life. So when I read that scripture, I said, dead bodies back to life, dead bodies, dead bodies. I began to meditate over the word of God. I said, dead bodies, my husband is one of the dead bodies back to life. I must take him to Bonke's crusade so that he will come back to life.
Let's visit the mansions Jesus prepared for his people.
Immediately, Daniel was in a new place with radiant mansions as far as the eye could see. It was incomparable to anything he knew on earth. Though the appearance resembled buildings, the structure was unusual, not made of any earthly materials. They seemed to be alive, moving.
Daniel, Jesus has finished his work. The mansions are ready, but the saints are not ready.
There was a sound of beautiful singing and worship, and it seemed to come from all around. Daniel wondered where the singing was coming from, because he could see no people there.
Daniel, the worship song you're hearing has been sung by the flowers.
As he looked, Daniel saw the flowers swaying in response to the music. It actually seemed as if they were clapping their hands, shouting, and praising God.
They are waiting for the saints.
It was around between 12:01 midnight when I came out. I started hearing some noise over here. I wondered maybe the churches, the church people over there, maybe they're having crusade or something like that. And I keep on hearing.